This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A juicy little tidbit about O.J. Simpson's final days has reached the press, and it is making me very, very intrigued as to what was going on in that hospice room. So allegedly, according to TMZ, O.J. Simpson's children, the hospital workers, and all of his friends and family, about 30 to 50 people, all had to sign an NDA before they saw him, which is making everybody go, what was on that deathbed? What confessions came out in those final days that made him and his team say, even though I'm going to be gone in a couple of hours, you're not allowed to talk about it?
Do you know, if I was a celebrity and I had a bunch of people, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, I'm not sure the condition that he was in, but I'm sure he's in a lot of pain. So I'm sure he was on a lot of painkillers. And who knows what you say when you're on those kind of painkillers. So I think it was probably smart for them to do that if you were trying to hide something in your past.
No, not, even if you're not trying to hide something from your past. Like, if that was me, and like, you know, my dad, who died of cancer, went through hospice. He was on a lot of pain meds. Said a lot of nonsensical stuff there towards the end, right? So knowing that that would get high tabloid interest, I would have everybody sign an NDA. Just because, bottom line, I want you talking about my final words. Like, that those are my final words to the people who are in that room, and they're just for you. And so I would, you know, there might be one person in there who's trying to get a cash grab for some tabloids. So I would do it for that sheer fact, even if I hadn't been the suspect in a murder trial.
I feel like that still wouldn't give me any peace, really. Because if, like, if I want to tell you to get something off my chest, then I would imagine you're that close to me to where I don't even have to worry about you telling anyone. So I feel like even if you have to have them sign an NDA, a part of you already knows that they might let it slip up. And I think it will at some point either way.
But then I'm like, you don't really have to face any consequences for whatever comes out. So a lot of people are theorizing that it has something to do with his kids, because there's the whole conspiracy theory that I think it's Jason Simpson actually killed Nicole and Ron. And maybe he's going to confess to covering it up for his kids, and he just wants to protect Jason with this NDA. Because, I mean, if you're going to be in the ground, why do you need an NDA? You don't got to face the problems.
Right. And you talk about consequences, and I have my belief is that he did face consequences. We will never see that, but he certainly did.
Yeah, he's probably facing some consequences right now that we won't know till we're all dead and gone. Anyway.
I hope not to know then either.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in the same place he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But she's saying if you're there and he's not, then you know.
All right. We're all having a dinner party and we're like, OJ's not here, right?
Yeah, I don't want to
see
him.
No. He's not
the
other
first
one.
Face you see, you in trouble.
Right.
Okay, Kristen, you sent me this video the other day of this Nelly concert going around, and it's completely empty. And there was this headline saying, oh my gosh, nobody showed up to this Nelly concert. That's so sad. Like, why is nobody hanging out with Nelly?
And like, then, it's an arena, like a huge arena. And his voice, and he's singing one of his most popular songs, is just echoing. And there's just a smattering of people in the stands.
Like a arena that would sit like 10,000 people?
Like our Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So 10,000-12,000 people. Yeah, okay.
A pretty significant venue, and it's completely empty. And the headline's like, nobody shows up to Nelly concert. Nelly concert totally flops. And then you look at the comments, and people are telling you why nobody is in the stands. And it made me so enraged, because it was such, it made it look like such a diss towards Nelly. And one of the most fun concerts I've ever been to was a Nelly concert. So that's my boy. So all the comments are like, why are you trying to make him look bad? This is literally just a sound check. It's just a sound check.
Okay.
It's not an actual concert.
So the person who posted this video is sending, and they do that a lot of times where like you can win through the radio station. You could be a part of an artist sound check, right? Like that's part of your prize of winning the tickets. And they have on their little caption, like they're filming Nelly singing and it says, I'm experiencing secondhand embarrassment. And then pan over to whoever they're sitting with. And like, again, all the seats are completely empty. And I'm not going to lie, I fell for it at first, right? Mm-hmm. And so I forwarded it to Abby. And then I start looking through the comments and everybody's like, why are you trying to do this? Like, this is a sound check. They said they verified it as a sound check. And I was like, well, there's your story. The a-hole that tried to take down Nelly with their stupid sound check video.
Just for clout. Anything for clout nowadays.
Like, I mean, if that's your goal when you wake up today, Nelly's going down. You're getting close to rock bottom.
Pretty safe.
Leave Nelly alone. All right, Megan Fox is finally responding to Chelsea from Love is Blind's claim that she's her doppelganger. I'll tell you about her surprising reaction on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.